Gemara Masechtas Brachim Daf Ayin Hey Amar Aleph asks a question. Our Mishnah at the beginning of the parak discussed a situation where two people's kabbonis got mixed up. We don't know which kabbonis is mine, which kabbonis is yours, and the Mishnah said that the kohen should bring both kabbonis. And have in mind, whoever is chatas is the chatas, whoever is oila is the oila. Ask the Gemara a question. Hare smicha, because when one brings a carbon from chatas, he has to make smicha. And here, since I don't know which carbon is mine and which carbon is yours, how can smicha be performed? And in order to understand the Gemara, we have to explain. So why wouldn't we just say that each person should do smicha on both kabbonis and say, if this carbon is mine, so this is the smicha that I'm required to do, and therefore it should be a valid smicha. And if it's not the carbon, if it's not my carbon, so it's nothing. The answer is that these kabbonis are kachin. And the halacha is that one is not allowed to be mishtamish bekachim. One may not be just used the kachim for whatever purpose he so desires. So therefore, I can't just put and do smicha on someone else's carbon. You're only allowed to do smicha when you're required to do smicha. Otherwise, smicha may not be done. But Taisus asks an obvious question. Taisus, the very mask of Aha, asks, doesn't the Gemara in Masechta Pesachim, the Samach Bezom and Aleph teach us, the oral of a Tamei, that somebody is oral Rahman Slan, somebody who's Tamei, and therefore they may not enter the Azara, and therefore they can't personally bring their own Kabbonis. The Loch is Meshalchim is Kabbonisayim. They could have their kabbonis brought on their behalf. Obviously, these individuals will not be mekayim mitzvah smicha. What do we see from here? That even though the mitzvah smicha cannot be performed, that doesn't change the effectiveness of the carbon. And the carbon could be brought even though there was no smicha performed. So if that's the case, why is our Gemara asking a question? In the case where the two kabbonis get mixed up, what are we going to do with smicha? And the Gemara indeed answers that we're speaking about kabbonis noshim, kabbonis that were brought by women, where there is no smicha. The Gemara could have said a much simpler teretz. There's no obligation to, there's no absolute obligation to bring, to make smicha. Says Taisus a very, very important vort. Taisus says that since, as we learned in our Mishnah, there is something that can be done, as the Mishnah taught us in other situations, Yirash Yistavu, let the animals become Balmum, and after we let the animals become Balimum, we will sell them and use the animals to buy new kabbonis. And those kabbonis, everybody will know whose is whose. Therefore, to bring the carbon, albeit in a kosher manner, but not the l'chatchila the way, because of course the l'chatchila the way to bring a carbon is with smicha, that's what's preferable to do than to bring it without smicha. And Taisus is teaching us a very important lesson. The lesson is that not only are we supposed to do mitzvahs, we're supposed to do mitzvahs in the best way possible. So if the preferred manner of bringing a carbon is with smicha, don't say, well, here we have a problem, so we're just not going to do smicha. That isn't what the Torah wants. The Torah wants smicha to be performed. Actually, this entire discussion, if someone to bring a carbon without, if you can't do smicha, as a machlokes rishonim. Tosfos is of the opinion that smicha is not ma'akiv, and therefore, if the person who's offering the carbon can't do smicha, someone else could do smicha on their behalf. Somebody else could bring the smicha is not essential. The Tosfos Rid disagrees, and he says that only kabbanas that don't require smicha could be sent by somebody who's an oral or a tameh. But kabbanas that require smicha cannot be offered by someone who can't come to the azara to do the smicha. The Mefarshim explained that the machloikis of Tosfos and the Tosfos Rid is how to understand the obligation of smicha. Do we understand the obligation of smicha is an obligation of the carbon, or is it an obligation of the owner? If it's an obligation of the owner, doesn't change the qualification, the kashrus of the carbon. But if you say that smicha is a din in the carbon, so if the carbon can't have smicha, it's unqualified carbon. But what have we learned here, as we said a moment ago, is that when somebody is obligated, the Tosfos is teaching us that when one is obligated to do a mitzvah, he should do it in the best manner possible. The question comes up, how far does one have to travel to do a mitzvah? Because there's a Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham and Simon Yud Gimel of Katan Ches, that if somebody doesn't have tzitzis available, the halacha doesn't require him to go to another city to buy tzitzis. Yet here we're learning, if you can't do smicha, you should bring another carbon. So the way the Paiskim decide is there are two categories, and one has to try to understand the two categories. One is a category of oinus, and where we have a klal b'chola Torah kula of oinus rachmana patrei, and then there's a category of doing a mitzvah in the proper way. So the way to understand it is as follows, I think. And this is the way I think Rav Yitzchok Zilberstein Shlita and the Sefer Chashukei Chemed understands the distinction. If somebody is in a place where he doesn't have tzitzis, so the Magen Avraham says, Einus Rachmana Patre, he's not obligated to go travel to buy a pair of tzitzis. But that isn't the case of our Gemara. The case of our Gemara is that you're doing a mitzvah. And now you have an option. Can you do the mitzvah in the most preferable manner? Could you bring the carbon with smicha? Or can you do the mitzvah in a less than preferable manner? Teaches us Tosfos that if there's any way possible to do the mitzvah in a preferable manner, do it that way. He also points out that the Sefer Devar Yeshua says there is one exception to this. That number of exceptions. One exception, he says, is Kibra Ve'eim. The Torah tells us, he quotes the Sefer Devar Yeshua. He says the Torah tells us that one is obligated to do Kibra Ve'eim. So he says, the Devar Yeshua says, we know that parents don't always live in the same city as their children. We know that it's not always necessarily so easy to fulfill the mitzvah of Kibra Ve'eim. Yet the Torah tells us that we're obligated to do it. So from here we see that Kibra Ve'eim is an exception. And there you don't have an excuse of Einus Rachmana Patrei. The Chashukei Chemed says there is one other mitzvah, and that is the mitzvah of Neiris Chanukah. By all mitzvahs, I say, there's what the Torah tells us how much one is obligated to spend to fulfill a mitzvah. Hamevazbez The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tofresh Nun Vav and Aruchayim, Hamavazbez Ayavazbez Yois Mechaymish. You don't have to spend more than a chaymish to do a mitzvah. Yet when it comes to mitzvahs Chanukah, the halacha is somebody should sell even his suit to buy oil for their Chanukah. And the Rabbi Kiva Eger in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Aleph says the rule of chaymish doesn't apply by Ner Chanukah. You should spend even more than a chaymish to put on Ner Chanukah. Why? So he says that Ner Chanukah has a new element to it. The new element to it is that it's l'shem. The new element in the Ner Chanukah is Pesumei Nisa. And when we speak about Pesumei Nisa, it's something altogether different. And therefore, the regular rules of how much you're supposed to matriach yourself to do a mitzvah, how much you're supposed to spend to do a mitzvah, do not apply. And that's why he says, interestingly, let's say somebody comes home late at night to on Chanukah, and everybody is in his family is sleeping, and he wants to fulfill the mitzvah. Since when we speak about Ner Chanukah, there's the concept of Pesumei Nisa. So he says, once you wake up, even the members of a family who are sleeping, in order to fulfill the mitzvah properly with people there, because when it comes to Pesumei Nisa, there everything is different, and we want to do the mitzvah in the most Pesumei Nisa fashion possible.